You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
And welcome back to another pop-up episode of Bear With Me after pick 173, which I gotta tell you, the Bears are moving quickly. And for people trying to do instant review podcasts, it is a heck of a task, which I'm not complaining, especially if they're going to pick up somebody like who they took, Tulane's Darnell Mooney, who I've got his spider chart pulled up, which if you haven't heard of mockdraftable.com, you need to. He has a 90 percentile 40-yard dash, a 71 percentile vertical jump, a 69th percentile hand size, even though his bench press height and weight are all below 15 percentile. Am I nuts here, Jacob? Is this the small burner than a lot of us expected?
Honestly, yes. I think this is a very good pick. I think Darnell Mooney's a very good fit for what the Bears need on offense. He's a guy that I've been high on for a while. We've been talking about Travis Gibson earlier. He was another guy I was high on. So the Bears managed to get two of my guys in this class, which I'm really excited about. I think that Mooney brings an element of speed that isn't necessarily on that roster right now. I think that he's able to stretch the field. I think he's elusive after the catch. And he's a tough guy, too. He's able to go up and get tough catches. So I think that that's something that's overlooked in his game, considering he's sub 6 foot and he's like somewhere around 175 pounds. So I'm a very big fan of this pick. I think that late in the fifth round, it's a very good value for a guy like Mooney. And I think that he's going to have some sort of role in this offense early on. I don't know necessarily how involved he'll be right at the get-go, but I really like this pick long-term for the Bears.
It certainly seems like it adds an element to the offensive staff that they didn't currently have on their roster after cutting Taylor Gabriel, and I gotta tell you, I'm fine with that. The more I dwell on picks like Kmet, I get where one of the things Nagy likes to do more than, I mean, I'm not going to say just about anybody in the league, but a lot more than plenty of the coaches the Bears have seen in the past, is he really likes using his versatile weapons. And it seems like Mooney adds a weapon that maybe outside of Tariq Cohen, they didn't necessarily have. I know he was widely regarded as a sleeper, but what exactly does Mooney bring to the Bears that maybe they don't have necessarily on the rest of their roster, and where do you see him fitting in if you just had to take a stab at it?
Looking at the current roster, I think that Darnell Mooney slots in well as a Z receiver. So where Taylor Gabriel played with the Bears over the past 2 years, and he's a guy that I actually see a lot of Taylor Gabriel in. He was a guy that was my player comparison for Mooney in the pre-draft process, even though I'm not big on draft comparisons. That's not really my thing. I was able to see a lot of similarities in their game. So I think it's a seamless fit from a schematic standpoint. I think he slots in as a backup at the moment to Riley Ridley, simply because Ridley's been with the team more and he was, you know, the higher draft pick. So I think he's got the advantage there. But Mooney is a more athletic receiver. You take a look at the guys that the Bears have at receiver right now, like Allen Robinson, Anthony Miller, Ridley, Javon Wims, and Cordarrelle Patterson. Save for Patterson, who's much more of a gadget guy than a true wide receiver, they don't really have a true dynamic speedster. And now they have that in Mooney, which I'm very excited about. When taking a look at what this team needs, because Mooney brings a much needed element of speed to that roster. And I think that he's going to have a solid role in that offense down the line.
I don't need to pull punches when I say that this has been a pick that people have been talking about since January. A fast receiver, potentially late in the draft. If they didn't go with it at number two, or the second pick, number 43, then it makes sense to go for it this far down the line. But one thing I got to ask you about. So the Bears did trade up for this. They packaged together number 196, number 200, and one of their seventh rounders to swap for the Eagles 173, which they used to pick Mooney. And I believe another one of those seventh rounders. You might have the number on hand. I don't right now. But either way, they cost themselves a admittedly late pick to get Mooney. Do you think it was worth it compared to the other receivers that were on the board? And if so, why? What separates Mooney?
I definitely think it was worth it. Not only considering the value of Mooney, but looking at who's on the board. I'll admit it's been tough for me to track pick by pick exactly who's going off the board where, simply because of all the, you know, the podcasts and the articles and the Twitter threads and everything. You know, my brain is racing at 1,000 miles an hour right now. But I've noticed that some of the receivers that I would have liked for the Bears in later rounds are starting to get picked. One guy I really liked in particular was Joe Reed out of Virginia, who went earlier. I'm not 100% sure where off the top of my head, but I've started to see guys that I liked, you know, coming off the board at receiver. So considering that fact, I think that Mooney is well worth trading up for, especially considering the scheme fit that he brings to the table for the Bears.
The value that the Bears got for Mooney is what really kills it for me. Like, kills it in a good way. This is a great pick in my eyes, especially because the comparison that I keep hearing now is people comparing him to Penn State's KJ Hamler. And while Mooney, out of Tulane, is from a smaller school and certainly plays a similar position, it seems, and please tell me if I'm just being a homer here, like the Bears got a whole lot of Hamler's elements basically 100 picks later. What are the differences between those two kinds of guys? And do you see Mooney being maybe more than just somebody like Riley Ridley that's going to fill out a depth spot and rising up to really make an impact as soon as, let's say, 2021, 2022? We won't be unrealistic.
You know, when comparing Mooney and Hamler, I will admit that the similarities are pretty apparent. They're both smaller receivers. Hamler's a little bit bulkier than Mooney at this stage, but they're both athletic guys who bring that element of speed to stretch the field and that elusiveness after the catch, which makes it honestly a great value this late for the Bears. And they share a lot of similar weaknesses, I think. You know, both of them they have okay hands. And I think with Mooney, he's a little bit more raw of a route runner than Hamler. And I think that combined with Hamler being from a bigger school, Hamler being a little bit bigger and having a bit, you know, stronger of a frame, durability can be a bit of a concern for Mooney since he's a wiry guy. But overall, I think you're definitely right. I think that's a great value the Bears are getting this late in the draft. When comparing him to KJ Hamler, they'd have to use significant draft compensation to get him, you know, at the 43 overall pick. And while I'm not over the moon with the Cole Kmet pick, I personally would rather have Kmet at 43 and Mooney this late than Hamler at 43 and tight end where Mooney got picked. Because you're looking at,
yeah.
Sorry, I was just going to say, you know, looking at the tight ends who are still available, a lot of the guys are starting to come off. The other only, you know, guy that you could possibly talk about is Hunter Bryant. But he also has, you know, durability issues. He's got injury history. So overall, I think that it's a very good value for the Bears who are able to get an electric player without having to sacrifice using an early pick at other positions.
I gotta say, that's been a theme so far in this draft, certainly for me, and I gotta hear somebody other than me say it. So please tell me what you think. It does feel as if you took the numbers off of these guys' pick selections, you just said, we have Cole Kmet, Jalen Johnson, Travis Gibson, Kendall, oh my goodness, I'm going to butcher his last name because I can't remember it. But anyways, the cornerback from GSU and now Mooney. we've got a good crop of players that fill a lot of the needs that the Bears had. I'm with you. If you swap Jalen Johnson and Cole Kmet, I probably feel a lot better. But with how quickly tight ends came off the board after Kmet, I don't know if the Bears would have had a shot at somebody like him. Maybe they would have gotten a different tight end, certainly an Adam Trautman kind of type. But it is interesting how as the crop of players starts to come together, I'm starting to feel pretty good. Getting somebody like Mooney is obviously sort of the linchpin in that because you're getting as much value as you are out of the late fifth round. But what do you think? How is this draft class shaping up so far, in your opinion?
I'm honestly very impressed with the draft class that Ryan Pace is putting together. You know, like I'll admit, it started off a little bit rough, but like you mentioned, the value that the tight end position had around that third and fourth round range really started to, you know, start thinning by the time the Bears would have gotten on the clock in the fifth round. So all things considered, they got their tight end, and I'm okay with that now, considering the way the draft played out. The Bears wouldn't have been able to get, you know, a quality tight end in the fifth round. So they managed to get that, and they also got a guy I'm really high on in Jalen Johnson, a potential day one starter with, you know, arguably close to Pro Bowl upside. I think that's his ceiling. And then you look at Trevis Gibson, a talented, athletic, developmental edge guy who can make an impact in sub packages right away. Kendall Vildor, a guy who's probably going to be great on special teams, a physical nickel who brings some versatility to the field. And then you got Darnell Mooney now, who's got that element of speed at wide receiver that we've all been talking about for a while the Bears need. So overall, in terms of addressing needs, the only position that I would have liked to see the Bears address is offensive line at some point. We still have two more picks, if I'm not mistaken, in the seventh round coming up probably an hour or so. But outside of that, I love the players the Bears have gotten. As far as value goes, I think for the most part it was very good. As far as fit goes in their offensive and defensive schemes, respectively, it works out well. So I can't complain. We'll see what happens with the rest of the draft. But you know, as it stands right now, I'm feeling pretty good about what the Bears have picked up in the draft this year.
Hey, I struggle to disagree with you. The more and more that I've dwelt on the Kmet pick, I mean, even talking to you and EJ on when we were originally reacting to the Kmet pick, nobody was saying Kmet was a bad player. I have to make sure that's clear. Even if some were saying maybe it's not the pick I want or that it was a quote-unquote bad pick, it was rarely about Kmet. But you know, as soon as the clock turns to tomorrow, Sunday, the draft is over and the pick numbers start to matter ever so slightly less, and the players and how they play start to matter certainly much more. And at that point, you shrug your shoulders and you say, well, Kmet certainly could become a pretty good tight end. And when you pick up that high at somebody like Kmet, who's going to be your wide tight end, you tell yourself, and I know we did, that that's going to cost the Bears later in the draft. But seeing them pick up a guy like Darnell Mooney, I'm not trying to be too oversold on somebody who's a late fifth round. But, I mean, Jacob, I'm really struggling here not to be wildly excited that the Bears got somebody as electric as Mooney this late. That's ridiculous. I know that I could bring up plenty of names like Antonio Brown being a sixth rounder, for instance. Wide receiver is a position where people end up getting, I'm not going to say devalued, but you can find seriously good players late in the draft. But if Mooney if Mooney ever becomes what Taylor Gabriel was, a 600, 650, maybe breaching 700 yard receiver, I have to think this is a slam dunk home run. What do you think?
I'm on the same boat there, and I like the slam dunk home run there. I don't know necessarily
if that was
planned or anything, but I like that. I like that way to describe this pick. I'm definitely in the same boat. I think that Mooney's ceiling is around where you mentioned that there, that potential 607-yard receiver who can be, you know, a high-end complimentary guy. And when you factor in Allen Robinson, who, if he stays healthy, you know, should be a pretty safe 1,000-yard receiver, and Anthony Miller, who's coming off of a great second half of the season. We'll see if he builds off of that going forward. So now you've got a guy like Darnell Mooney. I think he could be the type of guy who can, you know, step in and serve as a quality complementary piece in this offense. He definitely brings something that isn't really available in this group of Bears receivers. So I'm with you. I'm a very big fan of this pick. And even the more that we sit and let this kind of digest, I'm still super excited about it. I think that it was well worth the trade up, in my opinion. I think that looking at the value that's available in the sixth round, we're currently around the spot where the Bears would have picked at 196, I believe. Philadelphia's on the clock in a couple picks here. And there aren't any guys really that I would have taken over Darnell Mooney. I think that as far as what he brings as a value pick around there, I think it was a very good selection. I think that they were smart to trade up for a guy that they very clearly identified as a player that would fit in their system. So I'm happy all around. And they didn't even give up significant draft capital to move up. They still managed to secure an extra seventh round pick despite giving up those 2 6 rounders. So I'm happy all around. I do not have a single complaint right now with that Mooney pick.
Not at all. I mean, especially considering that the trade up cost zero future assets and was explicitly this year's draft selection. And you factor in how hard it is for those sixth rounders, even seventh rounders, to make an impact on an NFL roster. I have zero issues with the swap. Mooney is a guy that, like you're saying, he was going to get drafted around the 180, 190 region. If not, I mean, in some of the immediate picks preceding the Bears, I think the trade up was smart to get him. And certainly I just like having him on the roster. It's a good pick, in my opinion. And suddenly, I wouldn't say out of absolutely nowhere, but a draft that started maybe on the wrong foot is starting to really come together. And I'm about that. Any final thoughts?
I think you summed it up perfectly. I think that it maybe started off on a little bit of a sour note, but everything since has been slam dunk after slam dunk after slam dunk, in my opinion. I think that they've done a great job of blending fit in their system with need, with value. I'm all around pleased with what the Bears have done in this draft. And we'll see what happens with the seventh round selections that they have later in the day. But overall, I'm quite pleased. I don't know how else to put it. I'm feeling very good right now about this draft.
Same. Well, it's been awesome having you on. I'll go ahead and cut it for now so that we can take a breath before we've got one, maybe two podcasts left in the day. So we'll see how things go. And hopefully the Bears find another offensive lineman, or a safety, you know, one of those two positions probably. But hey, we'll see. Who knows? Could be a quarterback. Thanks so much, Jacob.
No problem. Thanks for having me, as always.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Support for this show comes from Fundrise. Buy low, sell high. It's easy to say, hard to do. For example, high interest rates are crushing the real estate market right now. Demand is dropping and prices are falling, even for many of the best assets. It's no wonder the Fundrise Flagship Fund plans to go on a buying spree, expanding its billion-dollar real estate portfolio over the next few months. You can add the Fundrise Flagship Fund to your portfolio in just minutes, and with as little as $10 by visiting fundrise.com/fox. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the Fundrise Flagship Fund before investing. This and other information can be found in the fund's prospectus at fundrise.com/flagship. This is a paid advertisement.